Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, April 29th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 91 total bills, 56 of them for the first time. The most notable of these are a bill by State Representative Jeff Leach, Republican from Allen, and House Bill 19, relating to the civil liability of a commercial motor vehicle or owner or operator. This is a priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's and a duplicate bill in the Senate, and Senate Bill 16 by State Representative Robert Nichols. That bill, of course, being a Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick priority. He calls the Protect Texas Trucking Act. In the Senate, the bill has not received a hearing in the Senate Transportation Committee. A priority of Governor Abbott's related to punishing local governments that defund police is being heard on the House floor today as well, in House Bill 1900 by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth. A similar Senate version in Senate Bill 23 by State Senator Joan Huffman passed the Senate a few weeks back. Republican State Rep. Justin Holland from Heath has the Second Amendment Sanctuary State Act up today as well, and it would prohibit the enforcement of certain federal regulations on firearms or ammunition that are not also in state law. Bills related to Speaker Dade Phelan's legislative priorities on criminal justice reform are being heard today on the floor as well. One of them, House Bill 1717 by State Representative Sinfonia Thompson, a Democrat from Houston, would require turning over exculpatory evidence if discovered post-conviction. Another one, House Bill 385 by State Representative Leo Pacheco, a Democrat from San Antonio, would remove arbitrary barriers to probation. State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt, has a bill that would require each state and local law enforcement agency to adopt and update a written policy regarding the use of force by means of a drone and then submit that policy to the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, or TCOL. Another bill related to priorities of Speaker Phelan's, specifically on health care, is House Bill 4139 by State Representative Garnett Coleman, a Democrat from Houston. This bill would update and transfer the existing Center for Elimination of Disproportionality and Disparities to the Office of Health Equity under the Health and Human Services Commission. A bill by State Representative Craig Goldman would require that the Public Utilities Commission establish a process for designating and prioritizing certain locations as critical load premises and adopt eligibility criteria for such a designation. This, of course, is yet another bill in the line of several related to the wake of the February winter storms. The House Elections Committee is meeting today to discuss Senate Bill 598 by State Senator Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham. This bill would require a paper audit trail for voting systems. They're also hearing Senate Bill 1340 by State Senator Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway. This bill would establish a process to check the citizenship of voter registration applicants by checking with the Social Security Office to also check for deceased voters. It also establishes the use of the U.S. Post Office National Change of Address Database to verify residency and establish an interstate voter registration cross-check for voters who happen to also be registered in other states at the same time. The House State Affairs Committee will be hearing House Joint Resolution 152 by State Representative John Rainey, a Republican from Bryan, which proposes a constitutional amendment to require the legislature to convene for what he's dubbed as an organizational session in advance of a regular session. It would allow for things like the filing of bills, emergency legislative item consideration by things deemed emergencies by the governor. It would require the House Speaker to announce committee assignments on the first day of the regular legislative session, etc. The House will convene Friday to consider a local and consent calendar as well as the bills that pass second reading today to be considered for the final time. The overall Texas Senate will convene at 8 a.m. today. They have several bills still on their intent calendar. They're also considering a local and uncontested calendar. The newly created Senate Special Committee on Constitutional Issues will be hearing House Bill 1927, or the Constitutional Carry Bill that passed the House 2 weeks ago. This bill, authored by State Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler, is the preferred bill out of the three for activists filed in the Senate for activists hoping to see constitutional carry pass the legislative process. It's unclear as to its future prospects, but many of the existing committee members have expressed support for the policy recently. Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry was officially passed out of the Senate yesterday by a vote of 18 in favor and 13 opposed. This bill adds to the definition of child abuse, administering things like puberty blockers or providing for gender transition surgeries for minors. This is a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas's. It's as related to children and gender modification. A similar bill in the House by State Representative Matt Krause has been sent to the House Calendars Committee, but has thus far not been scheduled on a calendar. Both the House and Senate filed bills and immediately fast-tracked them relating to sexual harassment training for registered lobbyists. Bills filed by both Sinfonia Thompson, Democrat from Houston, and State Senator Jose Menendez, a Democrat from San Antonio, are getting hearings today in each chamber's State Affairs Committee. This comes in the wake of allegations made public last Saturday that a lobbyist had allegedly attempted to drug a legislative staffer. For more information on this story, make sure to go to our website, texasscorecard.com. Both the House Appropriations and Senate Finance Committees are meeting today as well for organizational meetings of the appointed conference committees to take up the differences in the overall state budget after being amended by the House last week. Expect that they'll submit a conference committee report for both bodies to consider here soon. Today is day 108 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 32 days left. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for the headline featuring Brandon Waltons. He'll do a wrap-up of everything that's happened this week over on our Facebook page around 11 a.m. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.